This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, August 24th, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. The Jefferson County Commissioners intend to complete a 42-year lease agreement with Olympic Community Action Programs, OLECAP, to manage the Caswell Brown Village, the homeless housing project on Mill Road. The lease will be signed at a special meeting Friday at 9 a.m. Under the terms of the lease, the county will rent the property for $10 a year with a $1 late fee. OLECAP has requested the lease document be sent over as soon as possible as the organization finalizes its grant application process to upgrade and expand the site. OLECAP is seeking a DOC Housing Trust Fund grant to build an emergency shelter with permanent supportive housing attached, according to Housing and Community Development Director Kathy Morgan. Morgan said OLECAP is working with an architect on the project and could not say how much the organization would be requesting in its grant application. Securing access to the property is a requirement of the application, Morgan said, and once granted, funds must be used to serve a specific population. For the Housing Trust Fund to give us money, the property has to be retained for the purpose, Morgan said. It has to serve the homeless. It has to serve the population that we got the funding for. The public can participate in the commissioner's special meeting by Zoom with the link provided on co.jefferson.wa.us or stream it through the same website. The first monkeypox case on the North Olympic Peninsula has occurred in Clallam County. It was a young adult man, Dr. Allison Berry, health officer for Jefferson and Clallam County, said to the Peninsula Daily News. We do not believe he contracted the virus through sex. We think he picked it up at a party outside the county. Most cases of MPV transmissions have occurred in the LGBTQ community, specifically from men engaging in sex with other men. But it is not exclusive to that community as the virus travels via prolonged skin-to-skin contact, public health officials have said. Berry praised the actions of the man, noting that he was tested early so he could get treatment quickly, and so the Clallam County Department of Health could begin contact tracing and offer the vaccine or treatment to anyone who may have been exposed. Two convicted felons were arrested after deputies were called to the intersection of 7th Avenue and East Kincaid Street in Port Hadlock just before 4 a.m. Monday, August 8th. Someone had reported a Chevrolet Impala parked in the roadway for 30 minutes while the headlights were still on. Dalton Ray Decker, 19, and Lawrence Eugene Heasley, 25, faced charges of unlawful possession of a firearm and were arraigned last Friday in Jefferson County Superior Court. They pled not guilty. According to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, two loaded handguns had been found in their possession, along with possible stolen car stereos, a computer monitor, and a total of six firearms. Officers also uncovered several grams of suspected methamphetamine. Decker, a convicted felon with a recent conviction for robbery, wore a black ski mask. Heasley, also a convicted felon who was most recently charged with second-degree burglary, could not legally have a firearm in his possession and is a Suquamish resident. A third person was also present in the vehicle but was released and not charged. Both Decker and Heasley were booked into Jefferson County Jail early last week. A trial date of October 10th to October 13th has been set for both defendants. Finally, be careful on Highway 101. Highway crews are repairing areas of the highway between Port Angeles and Gardner. Continuing through the night of Friday, August 26th, Washington State Department of Transportation maintenance crews are working on small sections of the road each night from 6 p.m. to 4:30 a.m., beginning in Port Angeles near Morse Creek. Crews will move east to Pierce Road near Gardner. In areas where there are multiple lanes on the highway, travelers will see a lane shift or single lane closure. Farther east, where the highway is one lane in each direction, travelers will see one-way alternating traffic with flaggers. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.